If I could just start by having you talk a little bit about your process in developing a design for opera. How do you decide how to begin?
Each opera, when I start, I just listen to the music. I mean, three times a day. That's about almost 8 hours of listening until some image comes out. So usually this process takes at least 2 months, sometimes 3 months.
You said that after listening to the music, maybe there's an image that comes in mind or a possibility. Do you remember what that first image was for you?
Act 1, the opening scene, is a snake scene. That's really striking, a very active scene with Tamino and Snake. That must hit any designer's attention at the beginning. So how do you deal with that? Snake as a set and as an environment. The design of opera is the only thing is fixed is stage opening, the size of stage opening. Everything could be changed. When that snake comes out, should snake come out from stage right and stage left? Should it be vertical snake or horizontal? These are the thoughts you go through at the beginning when you're listening to the music.
You've said that your goal is to extract a design that emerges from the essence of the music rather than decorating its story. I don't know if you have thoughts about, you know, how what you're trying to achieve is maybe different than what's been done in the past.
I really don't know too much about the other opera. I really believe, you know, music and the visual part, it has to fuse as a one, as a final statement.
You have to set aside your studio artwork when you're working on an opera. Once you've kind of come out of this three-year process of working on the Magic Flute, how does it feel to get back to doing your studio work?
Actually, I'm still struggling. You know, 3 years not doing the studio work is a lot. I mean, for me, I still consider I'm a visual artist, studio artist. So opera design, something special. Unfortunately, I don't know how to do it, opera design and studio work simultaneously, because opera design for me, it's like a stream. It just has to keep on flowing design-wise with the concept and music and everything. So if I stop even one day in between, it distracts my conceptual flow for the design. So once I start, I just concentrate on the design completely, in this case, 3 years. So I'm trying to not catch up, but trying to make a balance in my life again.
The Magic Flute premiered in San Francisco and then also in other cities, and now we'll be here in Kansas City. Have you been able to see it at every location where it's been performed? Is that important to you?
Sure. I'm curious how someone might use costume design and stage set design and then to try to express their idea of the stage. So it is really interesting thing to see.